This is VOA News.
Funeral services were held in Afghanistan Saturday for victims of Friday's suicide bomb attack on a Shiite mosque in the southern city of Kandahar. It killed at least 47 people and wounded more than 70. Islamic State's Amaq news agency said late Friday that two of its members fatally shot security guards at the entrance to the mosque before blowing themselves up inside with hundreds of worshippers present. Taliban officials vowed to bolster security at the Shiite mosques on Saturday. Meanwhile, hundreds gathered as the victims were buried by their families. United Nations Security General spokesman Stefan Dujarric described the attack in a statement as despicable and said the attackers must be brought to justice. It is the second consecutive week an attack occurred at a Shiite mosque and was claimed by Islamic State. 46 people were killed in an October 9th attack on a mosque in northern Afghanistan. The attacks are fueling concerns that Islamic State, an adversary of the Taliban and the West, is enlarging its base in Afghanistan since the withdrawal of the United States and allied troops from the country in August. Southeast Asian countries will invite a non-political representative from Myanmar to a regional summit this month, delivering an unprecedented snub to the military leader who led a coup against an elected civilian government in Myanmar in February. The decision was taken by foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. It's a rare, bold step for the consensus-driven bloc. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. And you're listening to VOA News from Washington.